See today.
Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney of America Tonight, the name of this show. You know how we roll here, coast to coast, all those flyover states, plus beyond our borders. Hey to everybody listening to us in the UK, also in China. Getting a lot of reaction from the people in China, believe it or not, Americans and a lot of Chinese folks as well. Plus, down under, Jack and the boys there, and Scott and others listening to us in Sweden. All right, that's my shout-out to all of you at the top of the show. As I said, we're in Los Angeles broadcasting live. And what does that mean? It means that I get to go to a schwank tennis tournament in Palm Springs in the morning. I'm just kidding. It means I get to interview some of the top tennis players in the world. How exciting is that? And we're going to do that for Sports Shorts, to be sure. But before we get there, let's talk about what's rumbling across the nation. And a lot of it has to do with a hearing out of Washington. The hearing is the hearing on the radicalization of Muslims in this country, according to Congressman Pete King out of New York. He's made a few enemies, to be sure, by holding this hearing. But there was some intriguing testimony, or witnesses, if you will, that told about personal stories with their sons who did become, as they said, radicalized and ultimately lost their lives. I mean, some real gut-wrenching stuff went down during this very heated and emotional Homeland Security Committee hearing. So take a listen to Haroon Magul talking about extremism and objections and whatnot. Take a listen.
There is racial extremism, there is Christian extremism, and there is Muslim extremism. And if we're talking about keeping America safe and keeping all Americans safe, then it's important that the congressman in his position in Congress goes after all types of extremism. The most recent polls I've seen indicate that while a majority of Americans don't object to the hearings, they do object to the fact that they focus on only one religious community. And I think that's what American Muslims are trying to point out. If these hearings can draw more attention to the reality of what it's like to be an American Muslim, then I think that's a positive effect. If they can draw out how important American Muslim cooperation has been to our nation's law enforcement, that would be a wonderful effect.
All right, and here's another point of view, this one from M's in Disaster. And from his point of view, as a Muslim American and somebody who is a patriotic, as he says, Muslim American, he talked about the mosque and what we should learn and who we should actually lean on. Take a listen.
It's unfortunate that you have some of the best work on radicalization is being done by non-Muslims, like an NYPD report on radicalization. Most Muslim groups condemn that report, when in fact we Muslims should have been doing that report. The vast majority of mosques are places that all of our families go worship, patriotic Americans like every other cross-section of America, and not only are they not a threat, but would report anything that they see.
It's certainly not going to be solved after this hearing. In fact, Congressman King is talking about another hearing, specifically this time aimed at what's going on in the prison system, and in fact, if there are some disillusioned criminals who turn to Islam and extreme measures. And he's hoping to have that hearing within the next month or two. One last note on this, Congressman Keith Ellison, we've talked to him before actually on the show once. He's the first elected Muslim member of Congress. He was choked up with emotion when he talked about some of the sacrifices of Muslim Americans. And he talked about one in particular, a guy named Salman Hamandi, a 23-year-old paramedic and a New York City police cadet who actually died trying to save people in the September 11th, 2001 terror attacks. And his mother was in the room, and Ellison was just choked up with emotion and tears saying that people falsely speculated that Hammadi was with the attackers because he was a Muslim man. So as I said, this certainly isn't going to be solved in a day. A lot of you are outraged by some of what you've had to hear, and outraged on both sides of the fence here, too, by the way. Remember, you can always send me your thoughts if you want to vent or you want to send me your mama's cheesecake recipe, whatever you want to send. Send it to americatonight.net. All roads to this show lead through there. So if you go to the website, you can catch up with us on Twitter and, of course, do the Facebook thing and send us an email that way as well. So we move from Washington quickly. I want to jump over to Wisconsin because we focused a lot on what was happening with the union and the collective bargaining rights. And for the past 3 weeks, so much attention on all of the people who at one point were up to, geez, what did they say, 70,000 people. As somebody who's been to that Capitol, I've talked about it before, I can't imagine what it was like to see all those people inside the Capitol and outside of the Capitol. I think in my lifetime, especially for something like this, it's precedent-setting. I have never seen anything like it, even from afar. And speaking of precedent, what's happened in Wisconsin could set a precedent for other states who are trying to curb union rights. And it depends on your point of view where you fall on this union thing. And when we're specifically talking about the Wisconsin folks, the vast majority, in fact, most, were teachers. It was really education that we were talking about. About 8,000 union supporters, just like they did in Wisconsin, rallied in Indianapolis on Thursday because they're doing the same thing. They're opposing a Republican-backed measure that would limit union rights in that state, in Ohio. We've seen the same thing there. If you follow the bouncing ball, the Republican-controlled House is expected to pass a bill curbing rights for, you know, 400,000 or so unionized public employees. So here's what happened in Wisconsin. This is the upshot. I'm going to cut to the chase. The bill passed. It's not a surprise because you have a Republican-controlled assembly. What was the actual number? It's worth mentioning in this case. I'll give you a little of the week in count. 53-42 was the vote. That stops the three-week stalemate where you had the 14 Senate Democrats who ran to Illinois to try to stop this measure, and tens of thousands of people, like I said, that were protesting at the Capitol. So it's over with. And I think a few of the people, there still are some stragglers who don't want to believe that this has happened, and they're hanging on, if you will, hoping that there could be a change of heart. But there's no change of heart. It's official. The vote is in, and that's it. It's also official that Libya has gone crazy. Just another crazy, crazy nutty thing that has happened in the Middle East, the Pandora's box of hell and beyond, I think, these days, because you just don't know what's going to happen. First you have Tunisia, then you have Egypt, and now you have the situation in Libya. You have Sarkozy in France and Cameron in the UK saying it's time to take charge, time to take charge of the situation. But in the United States, our president is laying back at this point, not trying to force any kind of military action. All right, we're kicking the can down the road, as it were, down 101 here in Los Angeles. Coming up next, Roger Madden and some other odds and ends.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
There's a guy named Doc Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a vet and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does this country spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs, leading to side effects requiring more expensive and, you guessed it, toxic prescription drugs. Clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit AmericaTonightTeam.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. Makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our America Tonight team. Go to www.AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Kate Hangum with all of you. We're broadcasting live from the Zdarevich Estates in West Lake Village. I'll tell you what, this neighborhood is pretty pricey. I do not know how people can afford to live in West Lake Village. We are talking about the creme de la creme. I can look out my window and see Heather Locklear's place somewhere on the hill, not very far away, just to give you an idea of where I happen to be. So we're not talking about California, though. We're finishing up quickly with Wisconsin. I wanted you to get a chance to listen to the governor, who I think feels that he just did his job, and he's happy that now this labor movement thing is over, and the union leaders are planning to take a swipe back at him because they're going to use their setback to fire up members pretty much nationwide, they're saying, and mount a major counterattack, that's what they're calling it, against Republicans in general, but specifically at the ballot box in 2012. The governor wasn't thinking about what's going to happen in a presidential race. He's concerned what's happening in his state, so this is it, the final word from the gov.
It's about giving local governments the reforms, and state government as well, the reforms they need to make government work better, to make government work for the people of this state and in each of our communities. In tough times, we're facing not only a tight budget, but a tough economy. And I believe firmly last November, voters in the state elected me to tackle both of those challenges.
All right. It wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't talking about Mother Nature and some kind of disaster somewhere. And since I am in California and people think about earthquakes in California, please, God, don't let the big one hit while I'm here. Japan always seems to be ground zero for these suckers. Hit by a magnitude 7.9 quake off the northern coast on Friday, shaking buildings in Tokyo for several minutes is what witnesses were saying, and actually pushed a tsunami warning after that, but no reports of any kind of serious damage or any injuries. But imagine the buildings shaking, and think of Tokyo, how everything goes up. I would have to think there were some uncomfortable moments, to say the least, right? All right, coming up, we're going to do a little sports shorts here, and also the Daily Salute. Some good news on the Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords front, because she's hoping that she's going to be able to be front and center for something that her husband's doing. We're going to talk about that in a second, but before we get there, everybody's favorite grandpa, Roger Madden, has this to say.
There is something exciting and enticingly different about our beloved country, and this is being demonstrated right now in Madison, Wisconsin. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. In 1963, after nearly 100 years of organized labor's efforts in the state of Wisconsin, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Workers, for the first time in the country, gained for its public employee members the right to collectively bargain with respect to their terms and conditions of employment. At the time, there were those that expressed concern that it was analogous to putting the wolf in the henhouse. Wisconsin voters, however, were undeterred in their belief that since private sector unions already had the right to collectively bargain with their employers since 1936 under the National Labor Relations Act, the time was ripe to provide the same rights to public sector unions. Within a decade, nearly 40% of all public sector employees throughout the country gained the right to collective bargaining. Now we have come full circle. Yesterday, after nearly half a century of collective bargaining in the public sector, the state Senate in Wisconsin repealed this right by a vote of 18-1. There wasn't a Democrat in the Senate chamber, since they had fled Wisconsin and are currently ensconced in Illinois, believing that this would deny the Senate a quorum prohibiting the Senate to vote on the bill to repeal. This legal technicality didn't work, and now those AWOL Democrats are claiming that democracy no longer exists in the state of Wisconsin. Union protesters have converged upon the Capitol, angry and frustrated, unwilling to accept the inevitable. Those who expressed caution in 1963 have now been proved correct. The wolf has been eating the hens, and the hen house is nearly empty. Today, the bill goes to the Assembly and then to Governor Scott Walker for his signature. So what does all this mean to the great American experiment? Unlike China or Russia, which have autocratic governments, or even seemingly democratic countries such as France or Germany, the American system of democracy has the American people providing the first word and the last word. Today in Madison, Wisconsin, notwithstanding the anger and anguish of the public sector employee protesters, the American people will have the last word. Now, what's wrong with that? This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
All right, thanks, Roger. What a way he has with words. And we've already summed up the whole Wisconsin situation. It went in the favor of the Republicans, so the Democrats, as I already mentioned, vowed to go for the jugular when it comes to the presidential election in 2012. All right, here is our daily salute. Because you got a feel for this woman. I don't care what your political stripes are. The Congresswoman getting gunned down was just sickening. But Congresswoman Giffords is showing so much progress in her recovery. It's amazing the stories that are coming out about how far she has come from that bullet wound to the head. Friends and family are actually making plans for her to attend the launch of her husband's space shuttle mission next month in Florida. How incredibly exciting is that for that family? And imagine Giffords being there to send off Mark Kelly into space, because here he is piloting one of the last shuttles. I say bravo to Giffords and her clan for what's happened, and the great doctors certainly that have worked with her as well. All right, sports shorts, time to mix in a little bit of sports for you, because I am in California. As I mentioned, I will be going to the Paribas Open, excited to talk to some of the top pros in the world who are in the United States. They only do it three times, the men and the women, that is, playing at the same site. They do it for the Paribas Open. They do it in Miami. And also, of course, the U.S. Open, our biggest tournament, really our pride and joy when it comes to tennis. But the fact that you get to see the top people is very, very big, certainly for the people in the desert, for tennis fans. And I believe there's some Americans who are on the rise, and we're going to talk about that in an upcoming show. We'll be broadcasting from L.A. on Sunday night into Monday for most of you, and we'll give you a recap of what happened there. All right, what about the NFL labor strife? If you're worried about your fantasy football fanatic, or your fanatic for your team, as my brother likes to call them, face painters, or he just likes football. I just like football. Sunday without football is a very depressing, I think, a day for me, if it's a day of reckoning when it comes to the regular season. And we could all be feeling that pain, trust me. There's a lot of rhetoric going on. The clock is ticking down, and nothing is happening once again. I mean, they remind me of what's going on with the budget in D.C. In D.C., they just keep punting for 2 weeks. They keep extending it. In the NFL, they're just going back and forth, and nothing is happening. They've extended the collective bargaining agreements a couple of times. It'll expire on Friday officially. The stakes could not be higher. How can the billionaires and the millionaires not come to terms on this? The millionaires, the players, say it's unfair what's happening with the pot of money. In other words, what's being skimmed off the top by the owners when it comes to television rights, and the owners don't want to budge from this. There were small group talks, is what they're describing them as, between the NFL and union reps. This is now the 15th day of mediation, but no one's saying that any progress was even made. And trust me, if there was any kind of progress, they would be screaming it from the rooftops. So this does not bode well at all for what's going on with the NFL. Keep your fingers crossed. If you're a fan of the NFL, you don't want to see this thing go into a work stoppage. And honestly, I predicted it from the beginning. I don't see how things continue. The atmosphere, the acrimony between the two sides, I think is over the top, and I can't imagine that they come to terms anytime soon with this. I don't see this happening. So we'll be looking for other sports. Let's put it that way. Speaking of looking for other sports, March Madness is upon us. Selection Sunday is coming up. Who's on the bubble? Who's in? You know, some of those bubble teams are looking to win their conference titles because that would negate whatever the record was. Pretty tough to do, however. But I can't wait to see who's in and who's not. We'll talk about that on our Sunday show as well. Because I'm in L.A., I was at a sports bar earlier in the evening, Fox Sports Grill, watching what, for the people in Los Angeles, could only be described as their team, and their team of the century and the future, and that's the L.A. Lakers. But they couldn't get it done against Miami, losing by 4 points. Oh, it was rough. It was a rough night for the Lakers. Well, in fact, the final score was 94-88, actually. And what's he going to do, Kobe Bryant? He says he's just going to work out. It's just another game, and they still have a great record, and he expects to win the title. I love confidence.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's
8-877-608-0179. Counts. How about this? 75,000 people applying to be an intern. Can you imagine? You know where they want to be an intern? Charlie Sheen's house. They want to hang around the goddesses. You can't make this stuff up. CBS in Los Angeles reported that earlier in the week, and I read it and I was like, wow. So there are a lot of Californians with some time on their hands. They want to work for them. Internships.com says that's how many people have applied. He posted, see, he gets it. He posted a position on their site, and already within days, that's what came up. You know what the job description was? Do you have tiger blood? Are you about winning? Can you plan better than anyone else? If so, we want you on Team Sheen as our media tiger blood intern. Boy, that would be an interesting position to be in, wouldn't it? Since everybody is watching to see what's going to happen next. Yeah, I think so. Forbes released their list of the world's richest people. Sheen wasn't on this one, but I guarantee he'll be on the next one if things continue to go the way they're going for him, at least with endorsements. He's making crazy money on endorsements. So no surprise that Mexican telecom tycoon Carlos Slim still has the top spot as the world's richest person for the second year in a row. And, boy, he has a lot of moolah. You look at the fact that he has the largest stake in the New York Times. He owns a large stake anyway in the New York Times company. That's kind of frightening, isn't it? And a couple of other big companies. I think the Times, though, is the frightening one. He's amassed a fortune, $74 billion. Bill Gates has been given away a bunch of money. So is investor Warren Buffett. The worth of both of those billionaires got a 25% bump, however, so don't feel too badly for them, to $4.5 trillion in 2011. $4.5 trillion. Isn't that just crazy? And the number of billionaires continuing to grow. 199 new additions to the list. That's over 2,200. The fastest growing, Russia and Brazil. That's where most are coming from, Russia and Brazil. I'd have to say, if you're paying attention to what's going on with the markets and whatnot, you wouldn't necessarily be surprised by that either. All right. Also, on We Can Count, 10 people indicted in Minnesota for a $10 million bank fraud ring. So did you hear this story? Do you know what they did? Well, you got the number, the 10 mil. But what was the fraud involved here? Well, they're charged anyway in what's being called out of Minneapolis an incredible identity theft ruse by employees in some of the largest banks in the U.S., actually. One defendant is the manager of a Wells Fargo branch. He had bank account information for several people in the car and at home when they were picked up. And they've got some other things about buying and selling people's personal information. Boy, that's frightening, isn't it? To think that people in the banks, when they've got credit cards and when they get loans and all that other stuff where to get cash, that what's happened is bank employees in Minnesota and other places were recruited to get customer information and do phony transactions, and that's how they ended up getting the numbers of the people and doing the identity theft on to the detriment of those people, to be sure. Doing identity theft on those folks, and man, that is just awful because it's tough to untangle yourself from that. It's very tough to do. All right, Don in Wyoming is back. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing tonight?
You've got even one of them Russian billionaires that owns the Nets now. Can you believe that?
I know. It's crazy.
Well, billionaires in Russia, who would ever thought of that, huh? Or
exactly.
In China, for that matter. So.
Exactly.
Hey, by the way, last hour, before I ran out of range here on you, you were talking to Al up there in Canada, and he was talking, and he made a comment about something about intelligence and Obama, and I screamed it out. Al, you never put those two words in the same sentence, you know. It's an oxymoron. My God, my back was screeching, you know. I was like, oh, my gosh. But anyway, though, it's something we know down here in America. Maybe they haven't figured that out up in Canada yet. But anyway, though, hey, Kate, you know, and then you were also talking about, you know, possible people running for the Republican Party for governor and, you know, the Donald and, savvy for being a businessman, and unfortunately, he doesn't have any experience in politics, and I just can't, you know, Forbes tried to run a few years back, and Steve Forbes did, you know, and he was a billionaire slash businessman, and in fact, he was just quoting his magazine, all the billionaires around the world, but I think you've got to have, you know, some political experience, and I was going to throw one here out on you. We'll kind of lead into what I wanted to talk to you about anyways. How about Romney and Huntsman? We can call them the two Mormon boys, huh? So.
There you go.
You got Romney, who was the governor of Massachusetts, who was kind of towards the center there, you know, and dealing with those unbelievable liberal communists that are in that state, you know, running it, you know, and then you got, of course, Huntsman, who was the governor of Utah before he took over the ambassadorship to China. And of course, Utah, along with Wyoming and a few other states, not many of them, have a law in their constitution that states that they have to have a balanced budget. You cannot run a debt. And I just kind of laugh at our state doesn't have, you know, Wyoming and you know, my home state of Utah. Neither of us have a deficit. And I, you know, I listen to the news out of Los Angeles and every night, and I'm just kind of laughing because, you know, $20-something billion in debt, all these states that are in debt because they never wanted to pass a bill that said, you know, they have to be, they have to balance their budget before they can go home.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, that's one thing Americans, I think, are want right now. They're tired of hearing the federal government's in debt. We're tired of the debt getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so we're going to have some people in there that can figure out ways to do that. You know, and I don't, like I said, you know, I don't got nothing against Trump. I think he's a great businessman, but sure has hot looking wives, I'll tell you that. But but anyways, he just doesn't, you know, I don't think he'd have the first clue at how to deal with politicians other than telling them you're fired, which you can't do, you know. But hey, and you know, when I brought up Huntsman, you know, I had quite a few conversations with Governor Huntsman when he was the governor of Utah, and one of the conversations that I had, and since I left on such a short notice last night, was about education. And the fact that how much money is being spent, the majority of the budget for every state in this country is evolved around its public education.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, Utah's got a $12 billion budget, and $8 billion of it goes to education. You know, two-thirds of it. And I'm like, well, and I didn't mean to make it sound bad, but you constantly, all you ever hear is you got to get rid of the bad teachers. And it's kind of like, is it the teacher's responsibility to educate? Whose responsibility is it, Kate, if you have a child, for that child to be educated?
The parents.
Exactly, you know. And when I brought this conversation up with what Governor Huntsman wants, he uses a really cool analogy. He said education, in his view, is like a three-legged stool. You have three legs. You have the kid, you have the parent, and you have the teacher. You know, and if one of those three is not doing its job, guess what? The stool doesn't stand, does it? It can't stand.
You're
on
right.
Its leg.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to have all three working. And to constantly just for parents to point out, most of the parents I know that have children, Kate, they really work with their kids. I mean, they're doing the PTA thing. They're doing that, you know, they're sitting there doing the homework with them, you know, and they're making sure their kids are, you know, I'm not trying to say that every parent's a bad parent in America because they're not, you know, making sure their kids are getting educated. But I'm just saying that there's, you know, if we're going to sit there and point at the teachers and hold them responsible, then we've got to figure out a way to hold the children responsible and hold the parents responsible. You know, what would happen if you told the parents, hey, you know what? Our state, Wyoming right now, spends $200 a week for a kid to be in school. You know, almost as much as it costs to go to college. But in any case, $200 a week. What if we would sit there and say, if your kid at the end of the week is going to get a grade from all his teachers, and if it doesn't average a C, well, let me tell you something, Kate, according to most educators I know, all you need to do is show up to get a C. You know?
I know.
And if you don't get a C, then they're going to charge you $200. How many weeks would it take for a parent to have to write out $200 checks back to the school district before he made sure that his kid was doing his homework and was succeeding in school?
Yeah, you know? Touche. What an interesting idea. Stay with us.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Line of this hour here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. A couple of quick things to hammer on. One, have you been watching what's happening in Wisconsin? Who has the last word? Maybe the governor did a fast one, pulled a fast one after getting slammed for softening up because all of a sudden he talked about compromise, something he hadn't done before. What has now happen. Wednesday, the Wisconsin Senate succeeded in voting to strip pretty much all collective bargaining rights from the public workers. So the Republicans, you could say, found a way to circumvent the missing Democrats, and they approved a proposal that has everybody in the nation watching. And it absolutely has turned upside down the world of many in that state, because you still have angry pro-union protesters that are there at the Capitol screaming and yelling and all that sort of stuff. The Wisconsin Democrats say the absent 14 will return. They don't want to pay all those fines, I guess. That's a long, you know, you're talking 18 days. Woo! That's a long time. Who pays the price for that? So the budget conundrum we have in Washington continues. And every 2 weeks, what are we going to do? Keep coming up with a way to pass the buck again. And people are tired of it. Everybody is waking up to what's going on, I think, the lack of action in D.C. So a new poll by Bloomberg shows that. With neither of the two parties reaching a compromise on the budget, you know, they did at least there was no government shutdown, but the survey showed 77% of Americans realize spending cuts are necessary to reduce the deficit they want them made with the government open. Only 20% actually favor implementing spending cuts, even if it leads to a government shutdown. Democrats would probably benefit most from a shutdown, more than Republicans. But that poll shows something completely different. 45% say a shutdown would help the Republicans. 35% say the Democrats would be the winners. Here's the key. Who cares? We're all losers in this situation. We can't even have, for God's sake, a balanced budget. And we won't have one, as I said the other night, in my lifetime probably. How did we get to this point? How did that happen? Where it became just impossible. Impossible. All right, this is a big one because we've talked about net neutrality. The wild, wild west. That's what the net still is, the internet. So the Republican-controlled House voted to repeal the FCC rules that forbid phone and cable companies from interfering with internet traffic on their broadband networks. You know what the vote was? 15-8. And the 15-8 vote would nullify the FCC's new network neutrality regulation. The rules are all about closing up phone and cable companies, the loopholes they have, from using their control over broadband connections they might have to dedicate or to dictate, rather, where their the people that get their service go and what they do online. I'll just tell you this. If you're on Skype, the web, Facebook, Twittering, your details are out there. Your business is out there. If you don't want your business out there, then you have to not be doing any of it. And or you have to get really incredible safeguards. Because it's easy to crack a code. There's some that if you have nothing, it's easy to crack that code. But even some that you would think would make sense don't make sense. And the code gets cracked and you get compromised. What about Libya, Libya, Libya? Well, right now, the big tug of war is over the no-fly zone. And a guy like Richard Lugar is warning, whoa, 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 with this no-fly zone conversation. He's saying that the United States can't take any military action to intervene on these struggles unless Congress is prepared to issue a declaration of war. Saying that ousting Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi is not of vital interest to America. He does have a point. Boy, what a week it's been for the president. The Gitmo thing, having to do a mea culpa there. I changed my mind. We've got to do something about these detainees. I'm not going to win this war. Guess what we're doing? Yeah. Military tribunals. And this was one of the big things. It's going to be closed down. It's going to be closed down. Here's the date. You won't see this horrific house of horrors open anymore for anybody to come and report on what's happening there. Okay, I want to mix this one in, too, because when we're talking about education, this fits. And you may see some other states do the same thing. Idaho voted to phase out teacher tenure with restrictive collective bargaining power. So by doing that, they approve a bill that would say forget the whole tenure thing for teachers, and here's what you can and cannot do with your collective bargaining rights. The bill went to the governor's desk after it was approved by the House, 48-22. Just 9 Republicans joined Dems in opposing the measure. After hours of debate, under the Idaho proposal, check it out, teachers with seniority would no longer be safe when school districts reduce the workforce. So you can't be grandfathered in. Well, I've been here 20 years. You can't let me go. So it's a program that provides cash incentives for teachers to retire early, because then they would be eliminated, and the Idaho school districts that lose students wouldn't get to hold on to 99% of the state's funding. Yeah, it's convoluted. Why can't we just get from point A to point B, cut out all the nonsense, balance the budget, and end the insanity of what's going on with our nation's children? And if you can't afford to send your kid to private school, you got to go to public school, and you walk into a classroom and find that your child is sitting there among 45 other people or some crazy number, that isn't a good thing, especially for young learners. They need a much smaller ratio, much smaller than that. Be an absolute disaster for some, the ones that need the specific attention. And no way, no how will they get it under those circumstances. I think we haven't heard the last of the argument over education, so we're going to put it to bed here. I want to remind everyone, you can email me your thoughts if you can't get in or you're not by phone or whatever reason. You can email me whatever you want to talk about to americatonight.net. You're basically going to the website and sending me that email. Couldn't be easier. And I appreciate all the emails I get every day. I have to clean them out. There's like a red line. I'm just waiting for it to go off. Too many emails. Too much email. You clean it out, purge it, and then it starts all over again. But we do appreciate it.